without a face. Eyes without a face.
That's it for me tonight, folks. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Joe's Garage featuring Emily on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. Hope you're having a great start to your week, and well, hope I catch you next week here. But we got one more song to round off the show, and it's a song, well, yeah, Emily, you picked out here.
I did, and thanks for having me, me Joe. Well, thank you. It's been a gas. So the next song I have for you is by a gentleman named Frank Watkinson. And he's doing a cover of Melancholy Hill, but from my understanding and from my little bit of research, during the pandemic, he's an older gentleman, he's like in his 70s, and during the pandemic, he started just covering a bunch of songs, and a vast majority of them are from, like, the early 2000s, so it's pretty fun to kind of hear that, and he's a YouTube channel, too, under his name, so... It is Frank Watkinson. Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Watkinson, W-A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N. Thank you.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Penny Finds. But she's like, whatever. So I got up on the wrong side of the bed. Don't mean that you can talk to me like that. Bobby goes to therapy twice a month. He speaks about the fight he had with his mom. His therapist told him he did a good job at saying when it's his mom. So I got up on the wrong side of the bed. Don't mean that you can talk to me like that. So I got up on the wrong side of. That was Wrong Side of the Bed by Soda Club. So, Penny Finds, this is what you're listening to. It's an hour of Twee and Jangle Pop and whatever other, like, cutesy music I'm listening to. This week, I'm only playing music by bands from Pennsylvania. I have, like, 18 songs, I think. Three of them are bin cuts. Sorry, not from Pennsylvania. And then three of them are not from Pennsylvanian bands, but two of those three have ties to Pennsylvania. And the third is a song that I like, and I live in Pennsylvania, so I'm allowed to play it. Through this hour, there's lots of places in Pennsylvania, but most of them are Philadelphia. And there will also be bands from Bullsburg and State College, Hershey, maybe Bethlehem, and of course, Pittsburgh. So Soda Club is the last band that played is a Pittsburgh band. Next is going to be Ask Me John by The Ocean Blue. They are from Hershey, Pennsylvania, the beautiful middle of the state. Here it is.
How I got up here, John. How I got here.
Okay, next, two bands from Philadelphia. First will be Bella Vista, who only put out 4 recorded songs, and they are not archived anywhere online, except for this one, was the last, which was lovingly preserved by Cloudberry Cake Proselytism, which is, like, in my opinion, the best Twee blog ever of all time. They were active for a very short period in the late 90s. Then after that will be Literature, who's also from Philadelphia, or was from Philadelphia. They were active in the 2010s until their founder moved to Austin, Texas, and started a new band.
Receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
So that was the Stick Figures. The song is called September. They are one of three non-Pennsylvanian bands I am playing tonight. They were from Tampa. They were active from 1979 to 1981. I don't know if their music ever got released, but in 2021 it was reissued by Floating Mill, which is a Pittsburgh-based label that deals exclusively in reissues. So I'm counting it because we would have never heard that album without Floating Mill. Okay, the next song, on the show, I try not to repeat artists ever because I think the world of twee and jangle pop is extremely expansive, especially when you go into like weird subgenres and countries that are not like based in the English language or whatever. So I think the only artists I've repeated since I started the show are Heavenly and Dressy Bessie, who are two of the best twee bands, in my opinion. I'm going to add another band to that roster. I played Kiss Whistle a few weeks ago without knowing they're from Pittsburgh. Their music was released on Harriet Records last year, which is why I played them initially. But they actually met at Penn State. And then I believe all the members moved to Pittsburgh after they graduated. And they linked up and they formed a band. And a lot of their output was cover songs of like The Replacements and Wimp Factor 14 and stuff like that. This is also a cover. It is a cover of In Your Bed by Cub.
Thank you. bed. I live my life. I can't cheat, black and white. It's okay, it's alright, just to be with you. I wanna go, never stop. I'll wear the bottoms, but you're the tops. Pillow fights, pillow talk. You be Doris, I'll be your rock. All night I stay awake, just to watch you sleep in. If ever wear a heart, I know that it won't be for long. In your hands, days go by, wish they would stand still, but they fly. Count to ten, close your eyes, so I can kiss you one more time. All night I stay awake, just to watch you sleep in. And when the morning comes, I'm the one who.
That was Swiss Alps from not the Swiss Alps, but Bowlesburg, right by State College. Two from Philadelphia, Emily Yacina, and then Pet Milk.
On the shelf. 1959 in Milwaukee on the map.
I need to say something before that song plays, actually. This is, next one's going to be one of the three that is not from a Pittsburgh band. The band is The Baseball Project. They are a West Coast supergroup composed of Steve Wynn, Mike Mills and Peter Buck of REM, and Scott McCaughey from The Young Fresh Fellows. This song is about Harvey Haddix, who wasn't from Pittsburgh. He was from Ohio. But he pitched 12 perfect innings for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1959. It counts. It counts as a Pennsylvania song.
May 26, 1959, in Milwaukee on the mound. Harvey Haddix of the Pirates was mowing them down. 27 up, 27 gone. 9 innings in the book and not a man had gotten on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive club and a most exalted fame. But after nine, the Pirates, well, they hadn't scored a perfect game and still Harvey had to pitch some.
Inning down, 11th inning down, he moved on to the 12th.
This is new Marika Hackman, not from Pennsylvania. If you like this show, perhaps you'll like the other shows on WRCT. You should check out The Mix. Pop in your tape and get lost in a mix of tunes ranging from all kinds of genres and sounds. The Mix, Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh. Or you could check out my favorite show, Between the Cushions. Loose Change, Stale Popcorn, Hair Ties, and so many crumbs. But the real treasure? The music you'll find Between the Cushions. Join us on WRCT for an hour of unexpected and unknown tracks. Tune in, kick back, and let the music take you somewhere new every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Okay, yeah, Marika Hackman up next is another one from Philadelphia, the band Second Grade. They're pretty cool. I'm quite sure they're still active. I think they just put out new music. If you like it, if you hate it, if you know a really cool tweet or jangle band living or who previously lived in Pennsylvania, you can call me and tell me at 412-268-WRCT. It's 412-268-9728.
I want your head above.
Oh my goodness, I'm having tech issues.
I'm
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, that last song was by Riverside USA. They were known as Riverside when that came out, but then they reunited like last year, and now they're Riverside USA. But they're from Philly. The band before that, yeah, they were Japanese. Sue me. Okay, that was Lucy Van Pelt with a live recording of their song Red Bicycle. That song came out in like 1996. And in 1998, the band changed their name to Advantage Lucy, and I think that they are an extremely well-respected twee pop band now, or, you know, in the late 90s, early 2000s. But I find that demo to be extremely charming and cute, and I had never heard it before yesterday. The, like, cultural critic and film programmer Joshua Min-Soo Kim tweeted a link to it, and I was so entranced. I said, I have to play this. I don't care that it's not from Pennsylvania. I must. Okay. Next one is a Pittsburgh band, Rue. They're cool. They're kind of folky. And then after that is Slingshot Dakota from Bethlehem.
I don't really miss you. I just miss a way that I used to feel like I could get excited for something, even if it was just coming home for nothing. Please do me one last favor. Remember how you felt that one November. You stole our first kiss inside her kitchen. On the road with you, I was so smitten. The summer broke my back.
seconds. One, two, three, four.
That's all my Pennsylvania bands for tonight. I got two more from the bin, The Replacements and Islands. Neither of them are from Pennsylvania. In fact, I don't think Islands are even American. But that's okay. I hope you enjoyed my Pennsylvania bands.
To be over. Is it winter yet? Everybody wants it to be colder, but they don't know we're getting older. On the internet I saw friends of mine, long lost pictures from some long lost time. But even they had said, is it winter yet? Is it winter yet? I don't think I would mind.
US 初音ミク You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh。
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative. We believe that even in disagreement, we can find common ground and work towards solutions with respect. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate,bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. At informyourcommunity.org, we foster an environment of civility and respect. Here, we value productive dialogue over hostility and strive for understanding. To learn more about a movement that believes in the power of respectful discourse to heal our communities and address crucial issues that you care about, please visit informyourcommunity.org.We have a motto at Inform Your Community, civility, not hostility.